新唐人亚太电视台将于2月11号举办新唐人杯高尔夫球慈善联谊赛，3号在屏东县政府举行记者会，多家赞助商共襄盛举。活动当天，募款所得盈余将捐给偏乡小学。
新唐人杯高尔夫球慈善联谊赛将于2月11日举行，活动当天募款所得盈余将全数捐给偏乡小学。
这次的比赛呢，我们一方面是以球会友，增进与工商企业的这个联系，来以国际接轨，走上这个国际的舞台。我们希望原住民群众呢，也有学习高尔夫球，运动的这个机会。
本次活动汇集各企业主善举。知名精密工业提供百年纪念单车作为比赛当日一杆进贡的奖品，欢迎各界前来挑战。
新唐人电视台呢有安排这个高尔夫球的一个赛事，那也是本公司，我们也是主要也是生产一个高尔夫球产品的一个公司，那我们很荣幸就是继续可以希望可以一直支持这样子的活动。
我听到这个活动其实我还蛮感动的，因为偏远的地区孩子资源总是比较少一些，那我觉得在企业的部分我们也愿意就是提供我们的住宿，然后一起抛砖引玉来举办这样的一个活动。
汇聚企业及政府的力量，许一个孩子未来的梦想。
新唐人亚太电视呢，也可以说是首创的这样的盛举呢，也得到我们屏东县各个企业的支持，同时呢，能产生一定的盈余来捐助给我们原住民的学校。我们在这里也祝福所有呢朋友呢，共同来支持响应这个活动。
在大武山下雄伟壮阔、风景如画的珊瑚关高尔夫球场举办新唐人杯高尔夫球慈善联谊赛，邀请高尔夫球同好以球会友，也希望带动国内高尔夫球的运动风气。新唐亚太电视宋生化、林美华，台湾屏东采访报道。
1月22号，英国伦敦侨界在市中心的甘顿市政厅大会堂举行了新春团拜暨台湾文化访问团的文艺演出活动，吸引了各界华人以及当地的市民近500人参加。
每年一度的新春团拜活动是伦敦台湾侨胞最热闹的农历新年的节庆活动。今年是由世界台湾同乡联谊会英国分会主办，中华民国侨务委员会许振荣副委员长带领的台湾文化访问团造访欧洲巡回演出，首站抵达伦敦，并在22日的活动中表演，更是为当天的庆祝活动增添了精彩内容和浓烈的过年气氛。许振荣团长介绍说，
这个我们这次这个中华民国政府组成一个文化访问团到欧洲来访问，那这个团体呢是由我们的国内很出名的民歌手以及我们的原住民的一个舞蹈团来特别到这里代表政府向我们欧洲地区的侨胞来问候。
他还特别对新唐人的观众表达了新年的祝贺。
现在我要向我们的新唐人电视台所有的观众朋友拜年，祝大家龙年行大运，祝大家万事如意，新年发财，年年快乐如意，谢谢。
当天的演出重现了70年代以台湾青年知识分子所带动的校园民歌风潮，歌曲包括有《阳光和小雨》、《如果》等名曲，并结合了台湾原住民的音乐及舞蹈。主办方的负责人林威谈到，举办这个活动很不容易，也得到了多方面的支持。
但也感谢所有的，我刚才在台上也说过，所有赞助我的单位啊、好朋友啊，非常感谢他们的就是说支持，才有今天这个场面。
当天，美国纽约神韵艺术团在伦敦的演出推广单位也在现场举行了宣传活动，在龙年新年之际，把这个美好的信息传递给华人朋友与当地的市民。台湾文化访问团在结束了英国伦敦的表演后，还会到德国和挪威、丹麦、比利时等国家进行慰问演出。新唐人记者文庆、孙卫，英国伦敦报道。
本台星期六1月28日下午在纽约法拉盛的天井购物中心举行了一场大型庆祝新年活动，有各种节目表演，吸引了众多的社区民众。下面请看详细报道。
充满新年喜庆气氛的舞狮子让来到天井购物中心的法拉盛民众十分开心。新唐人电视台这次举办的庆祝新年活动还有武术表演、汉服秀、民族乐器演奏等等，多位电视节目主持人也来到现场与观众互动，参加的民众挤满了大厅。
我想让小孩来体验一下这个中国新年这个气氛，所以我带他们来了。我想待会儿给他们买点好吃的什么，小孩应该很高兴了。
虽然平常挺忙的，没时间来，今天还不错，和外孙一起来，觉得挺开心。
这个玉民同乐的活动，作为一电视台能出来和大家伙一块儿来欢乐，我觉得这是个好事。
哎呦，我觉得那 very impressive， 就是，我觉得举办的特别好，没想到能弄得这么好这个电台，对。
呀、yeah, ，很多人来呀、啊，很开心啊，每一个人都蛮喜欢看这个 show。
天井购物中心总经理艾德海拉也特别高兴。
Yeah, I think the event held today by NTD TV was probably one of the highest number of people we had come for an event here. Everyone's coming in, they're celebrating Chinese New Year, having a great time, and they're also shopping and spending their day here at the Skyview Center. So we have very, very large crowds today, all thanks to NTD TV.
在活动中还有购物中心的购物卡、Metro PCS 的手机等丰富的奖品抽奖。很多民众表示希望新唐人多多举办这样的活动。新唐人记者胡志华在纽约报道。
For centuries, the prophecies of Nostradamus have been part of the historical record. While highly speculative and controversial, their author's legacy endures. Viewer discretion is advised. December 21st, 2012. Daybreak doesn't come. All remains dark. The world has come to an end.Many ancient cultures from across the globe describe startling events that seem to be taking place now. Are they pointing to 2012? Newly discovered drawings that many believe are from the famed prophet Nostradamus may hold the answer.
We're really on the edge of the biggest ride in all of history.
Life on Earth has faced extinction at least 5 times before. Is Nostradamus telling us that another epic disaster is on the way?
2012 is kind of the beginning of upheavals in the world rather than the end.
Is 2012 the year the cosmic clock finally winds down to 0 days, zero hope?Decoding the final predictions of Nostradamus may provide the critical answers before the clock strikes 2012. The recently discovered lost book of Nostradamus reveals drawings that may contain coded clues about what will happen in 2012.Like Nostradamus's quatrains, these drawings give dire warnings, and this popular prophet's immense stature makes them difficult to ignore.
Many people today, when they find themselves frustrated by the inability of science to answer some of the deepest questions of our time, are looking to the past. And this is where we look to the great seers of the past, such as Nostradamus.
Our planet is faced with crises of alarming complexity. Oil shortages, vanishing species, deadly tsunamis, economic chaos, and nuclear threats. Is this coincidence, or is something more ominous unfolding?
We are reaching a confluence of tipping points in fundamental systems. There's tipping points in the energy system. There's tipping points in the climate systems of the planet. There's tipping points in terms of the financial system, food production, water issues.
We're at the moment when all of these things converge, that time when the world is either destroyed or made new or both.
Every world culture has always had its own prophecies of an end times. I think it's only natural that people are feeling a connection between our cultural traditions with what is happening in the world today.
Eerier still, some believe these same prophecies are portrayed in the Lost Book's images. All seem to point to the fact that in 2012, from the Earth's perspective, the Sun will align with the center of the Milky Way galaxy in an incredibly rare astronomical phenomenon that occurs only once every 26,000 years.
Half the 26,000-year cycle coincides pretty darn accurately with the last ice age and the end thereof, and to talk about the greatest time of global warming was the melting of the last ice age. God forbid we should be in for something of that magnitude.
Because the Earth is rotating, our view of the stars changes over time. The galactic alignment, in simplest terms, is when the Sun appears to rise in a direct line with the center of the Milky Way galaxy. According to an array of ancient cultures, this alignment seems to signify a time of traumatic change.
The world as a whole feels like we're approaching some kind of passage. And I think what is at the root of this is the galactic alignment.
One of the most significant ancient cultures thought to have observed this phenomenon is the Maya, famous for their advanced grasp of astronomy. Their possible warning that this alignment of the Sun and the galaxy center, known as the Dark Rift, might bring terrible consequences, is believed to be repeated by a number of ancient cultures.
Most of these end times, apocalyptic predictions and visions of the future have centered on the fact that when the Sun is rising in this dark rift, it's going to be bad. This is the time of cataclysm. This is the time of destruction.
The ancients knew how to be at one with themselves, with all of nature, with all of life, with all of the cosmos, and we have lost touch with that. A lot of what is happening now, particularly with the changes that are taking place in the ecology, within the oceans, all of these things, which were all predicted by Nostradamus and several other different prophets.
Like the Maya and other cultures before him, Nostradamus looks into the stars and sees coming danger.
There will be a great shedding of blood. Heaven will appear unjust, both on land and sea and in the air. Cults, famine, kingdoms, plagues, confusion.
A controversial figure shrouded in mystery, Nostradamus died almost 500 years ago, centuries and worlds away from 2012. Yet time and again, his predictions are interpreted as highly accurate.
He has foreseen many of the major events, changes in terms of politics, religion, even science and inventions.
Why is he the only one we're talking about in 4.5 centuries? There's only one reason. Because every so often comes a bright light of clear data that could only have happened from somebody who saw it before it happened.
When a manuscript with Nostradamus's name on it appears at a book exhibition in Rome, there is talk that the timing of its discovery is no accident. This controversial book contains a series of 7 images that some experts believe is a detailed chronology of the coming crisis in 2012. Now, for the first time, these drawings will be compared with prophecies and warnings from ancient people of all backgrounds.
These prophecies have this eerie resemblance to each other, which many researchers into this work, you know, kind of get goosebumps.
There are, by my count, 15 or 16 independent kind of indicators that all suggest that 2012 is going to be a time of extraordinary shift. There's no way to see your way through the layered kind of series of converging extraordinary things. Even one of them is enough to dramatically disrupt the whole system.
2012 is the year of the domino effect. It's the year which could set off the chain of events where a natural catastrophe spurs a war, brings down an aspect of the economy, where the system, which is in one sense so robust but also so fragile and interdependent, I think it's going to be that kind of year. And I hope I'm wrong.
Will daybreak come on December 21st, 2012? Or will it be the year that ends all years? Hidden predictions about the end of days may be encoded in the Egyptian pyramids, the Mayan calendar, the mysterious cross of Hendaye, and the secret society of Freemasons. And Nostradamus may hold the key that unlocks them all. December 21st, 2012 approaches. Will it mark a catastrophic occurrence, as some ancient cultures suggest? Many believe the date is targeting a rare astrological phenomenon called the galactic alignment that may trigger unspeakable chaos. The recently uncovered lost book of Nostradamus contains seven stark images that also might point to 2012. Is this proof that there was ancient knowledge of a coming event?
The seven images in the lost book of Nostradamus are telling us a story, and that's why they're united by this wheel of fortune or wheel of time at the top. This is the part that Nostradamus really wants us to recognize, emphasize, and understand. Those images start with the sun, and under the sun is a lion. It's obviously calling attention to the fact that when the sun is in Leo, this is somehow important. When the sun is in Leo, or when the sun is in the opposite sign, Aquarius, that means we're at the galactic alignment.
This is another reference by Nostradamus to the galactic alignment. Many believe the Maya discovered this intriguing phenomenon caused by the Earth's rotation hundreds of years ago. If the Earth spun perfectly on its axis, the view of the sky above would never change. But because it spins slightly off-center in a wobble motion, our view of the stars shifts slowly over time. Every 26,000 years, this background lines up so that the sun appears to rise directly in front of the center of the galaxy, creating what some call the galactic alignment.
Clearly, Nostradamus was aware of the time period from roughly 1992 to roughly 2012, 2014 as being enormously significant because of the number of quatrains that we can specifically identify as having some reference to this time period. It's the idea that he pinpointed astronomically the moment in which the sun is most directly conjunct with the center of the galaxy. That's a pretty good hit.
Nostradamus uses a variety of methods to derive his quatrains. But his understanding of the heavens is crucial to his work. He is an astute astrologer who believes that the map of the future is embedded in the stars.
To a certain degree, his basic idea of forecasting the future is based on the idea that time is cyclical.
that there are motions of the sun and the moon and the stars, and that as those patterns, those angles between planets repeat, that there would be similar events.
In order to chart these coming events, Nostradamus studies changes in the night sky, some that take decades to play out.
Seems to have been aware of what we call the precession of the equinox, in which that the whole night sky is moving slowly backwards 1 degree every 72 years.
This is a direct reference to the coming galactic alignment that may be at the heart of the 2012 phenomenon. The Earth's off-center rotation means that our view of the stars shifts very slowly, changing only 1 degree every 72 years. Amazingly, some researchers believe this was precisely charted by the ancient Mayan civilization. The Mayans used their gift for understanding the Earth's movements to create a remarkably precise calendar, one that has endured for thousands of years. It ends on December 21st, 2012.
Once every 26,000 years, we line up through the December solstice sun with the center of the Milky Way galaxy. This seems to be the reason why the Maya picked December 21st of 2012 to end their great cycle.
The Mayan civilization thrives in Central America between the years 250 and 900 CE, then mysteriously disappears. Both scientifically sophisticated and savage, they are able to predict the galactic alignment without telescopic tools and seem to associate it with a cycle of violent change.
那我们刚刚看到的这段视频呢，直接提到是诺查丹马斯，而这个视频呢，仅仅是整个视频的上半部分。那也就是说，诺查丹马斯在他被发现他的写过的诗篇，包括近期发现的带有图的这样的内容的这样的作品当中，人们意识到诺查丹马斯也预测到也谈到了2012的现象。那至于2012会怎么样，特别是我看到这个图当中呢，它出现了一个轮子，那专家们解释说这是时间的轮子。专家们怎么解释呢？是我个人看法是特别的。你让我说呢，轮子它代表的是人的一个永生，它可能代表着是另外更高级的生命给予人能够接触到、能够看到，也就是在人间人们能够理解到、能够看到的东西。而这一份东西又不是产生于人中，而是应该有那样的智者，正像玛雅文化当中提到的，会有更高级的生命来帮助人度过此难。而如何帮助人度过此难呢？是透过净化，让人们精神得到升华。这是从玛雅文化当中，从我们介绍的很多的内容当中都提到的一个共通的地方。那好，这期节目就到这里，谢谢大家，再见。